Sheldon laughs to himself in the university canteen.
I wish you could all be inside my head. The conversation is sparkling. Fine, I'll tell you. A lichen is an organism made up of two separate species, fungi and algae. If you could merge with another species, what species would you pick and why? Hint, there is a right answer. None of you will get it.
Okay, I'd pick swan because the resulting hybrid would have the advanced industrial civilization of a human and the long, graceful neck I've always dreamed of having.
Wrong. Leonard?
Horse, but mostly just for the height. A little bit for the genital girth.
Wrong. And let's keep it clean, shall we?
Kangaroo. I'd be a Kangajew. The first of my people to dunk a basketball.
Also, instead of just living in your mother's house, you could actually live inside her body.
Clever, but also wrong. Now, the best organism for human beings to merge with is the lichen itself. That way, you'd be human, fungus, and algae. Triple threat. Like three bean salad.
Give me one circumstance in which that would be useful.
All right, picture this. A beautiful outdoor concert. Now, as a human, I appreciate Beethoven. As a fungus, I have a terrific view growing out of a towering maple tree. And no thank you expensive concessions, because as an algae, I'll just snack on this sunlight.
Got us again?
No, he didn't.
Anyway, if it's okay with you, we should talk about Howard's bachelor party.
Well, it seems like a bit of a letdown after our lichen conversation, but what do you know? You're half swan.
I've been doing some research. One agency I spoke to said they can get us a great price if we're flexible on age range and number of limbs.
Sounds like loads of fun, but I promise Bernadette no strippers.
You don't want strippers? You're the king of strippers. That one club in North Hollywood named a pole after you.
What can I tell you? I'm not into that stuff anymore.
Good for you, Howard. I'm proud of you. And still, you're the first one of us to get married. We have to do something special.
You know, Germans have an interesting pre-wedding custom.
Yeah, it's probably not for me.
Maybe we can go up to Napa Valley. They've got that wine train.
Boo wine, but yay trains. I'm in.
Anyway, it's a beautiful time of year. You travel through the vineyards. There's a tasting on board, and all the wild flowers are in bloom. It's magic.
Look at that. In 30 seconds, we went from hiring women to being them.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory.
I hear you and the Lost Boys are having a bachelor party tonight.
Yeah, just going to a restaurant, get some steaks, scotch, nothing to worry about.
Why should I worry?
I don't know, it's a bachelor party. There could be strippers. Wouldn't that make you a little jealous?
Oh, come on, Leonard, it's you. What's gonna happen? I mean, even if there was a stripper, all you'd do is avoid eye contact and maybe offer to help her kid with his homework. Well, have fun tonight.
Oh, I will. There is no telling what might happen.
Yeah, there is.
You know, there's nothing wrong helping some woman's kid get through their SATs. Hey, I gotta hand it to Raj. He found a really nice spot to have a bachelor party.
It's not bad. Unless you compare it to a train, and then it stinks.
Are you drinking whiskey?
Indeed. If I'm to participate in the social convention that is the stag night, then I must embrace all its components, including tobacco, swear words, and yes, alcohol. Jeepers, that's yucky.
Whoa, it's a little early to start dropping J-bombs, don't you think?
Hey, you guys.
Oh, hey, Will. Nice of you to make it out tonight for Howard.
Well, it was either this or another hot tub party at George Takei's house.
Confused. I thought since our reconciliation, I was your friend in this group.
Oh, I'm friends with Howard, too.
Oh, I guess you're just friends with anybody.
Hey,
Leonard, things are a little tight at the comic book store. I might need some help covering my share of the check.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
And maybe a few bucks for the valet.
All right.
And gas money to get home.
Yeah, sure.
You know what? This is my grandfather's watch.
Oh.
18 karat gold. Got it in Europe during the war.
Wow. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. 100 bucks and it's yours.
Hey, everybody. The bachelor boy has arrived. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny.
Yes, yes, yes. He's a jolly good fellow. What time do the swippers arrive?
Actually, Barry, we're not going to have strippers tonight.
Then what did I get $200 in singles out for?
You want to buy a watch?
This is Maid of Honor Amy Farrah Fowler, bringing you the wedding activities just weeks out from the big day. Let's check in with a beautiful, radiant young woman and her friend who's about to get married. Ladies, can you tell us what you're doing?
These are gift bags we're going to put in the hotel rooms of our out-of-town guests. This is a map of Pasadena, this is a list of local restaurants, and then for Howie's relatives, we have antihistamines, antacids, and medicine for diarrhea and constipation.
Yeah, we labeled them stop and go.
All right, pivoting to the big question. Bernadette, on your wedding night, you'll be consummating your marriage.
Okay, show's over.
Hey. They may conceive a child on their wedding night. Don't you think the kid might get a kick out of knowing how it happened?
I don't care. Ask her things like, are you going to take Howard's name?
I've actually been thinking I'm going to hyphenate Bernadette Marianne Rostenkowski-Wallowitz.
Nice. You know, you should totally get Bernadette Marianne Rostenkowski-Wallowitz.com before someone snaps it up.
Howard already took care of it. Plus, he set up our beautiful wedding website with cute little facts about our family histories. Do you know, for a while in Poland, my family and his family were neighbors?
Oh, that's cool.
No, it's not. I'll explain it to you later.
May I have your attention, please? We are here tonight to celebrate the upcoming nuptials of my best friend, Howard Wolowitz.
Yeah.
And apparently Will Wheaton's best friend.
Sheldon.
Talk to the hand.
Does anyone have any words they'd like to say about a man of the evening?
I do. As is the tradition, I prepared a series of disrespectful jokes which generate humor at Howard's expense. Prepare to have your ribs tickled. Howard. I always thought you'd be the last one of us to ever get married because you are so short and unappealing. Am I right? Let's see here. Oh, seriously, though. Howard, you're actually one of the most intelligent people I know, and that's a zinger because you're not. I've always thought that you'd make someone a fine husband someday, assuming you'd be able to get the parts and develop the engineering skills to assemble them, which I don't see as likely. Ha-cha! Okay, let me see. Okay, kidding aside, Howard, you are a good friend, and I wish you nothing but happiness. Bazinga, I don't.
Sheldon.
Double bazinga, I do. Good luck following that.
So, Howard Wolowitz tying the knot. Leaving his crazy bachelor days behind, he was a wild one. I guess we all kind of were. I remember this one time. I was with this girl at the beach. We were in the ocean and we started making out. I know, it's crazy. I wasn't even wearing my aqua socks. Then
nobody cares, Hofstetter, wrap it up.
Right. To Howard.
To Howard.
To Howard.
I totally had sex in the ocean.
Okay. I'll go. Howard, when I think about you and Bernadette starting this wonderful life together, I can't help but get a little choked up. I mean, look at you. You have everything. Look at me, I'm 37. I sleep in the back of a comic book store and I have the bone density of an 80-year-old man.
Howard.
To
Who's next?
I'll go. Howard, I'm gonna say something to you that everybody's thinking, but no one has the courage to say out loud. When you invite a man to a bachelor party, the implication is there will be strippers. Yeah, maybe not completely nude, but at least pasties and G-swings. That's not unreasonable.
Yeah. Okay, anybody else? Huh? No? Okay. It all comes down to me, the best man. Ooh, this grasshopper's kicking my ass hopper. Okay. When I first came to this country, I didn't know how to behave or how to dress or what was cool. I was pretty lonely. But then I met Howard and suddenly my life changed. Because we could be lonely together. This man became my whole world.
Yeah, nice speech, Francine.
Kripke tucks a dollar into Raj's trousers.
I'm not done, but thank you. I think back.
Stuart takes the dollar.
To all the good times we had, like when we went camping and spent that night telling each other all our secrets. I told him I'm addicted to pedicures, and he told me he lost his virginity to his cousin.
She was my second cousin.
Okay, buddy, that's it. Sit down.
Oh, what about that tubby girl in the Sailor Moon costume at Comic-Con?
Please sit down.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Nothing happened with me and Howard. There was about 200 pounds of Sailor Moon between us.
Oh, Internet, this is so going all over you.
Jeepers, I'm drunk.
Thank you for picking us up. There's a warning right there on the scotch bottle. You cannot be operating heavy machinery after you've had a snoot full of this, laddie!
Funny. You boys have a nice time?
Yeah, it was great. Low-key, like I promised, no hanky-panky, no strippers, just the guys telling jokes.
That's nice.
How about you? Did you have a fun night?
Yeah, we made gift bags, had wine, and then went online and saw this.
Of all the Howard stories, that one's my favorite.
Howard's lost for words.
You know, we're not that far from my apartment. If you stop the car, I can walk from here.
Bernadette, listen.
You lied to me. You said you told me about all the girls you've been with.
Seriously, you don't even have to stop the car. Anything under 10 miles an hour and I can combat roll into the street.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm supposed to marry Howard in a couple weeks and I'm not sure I even know who the man is anymore.
I'm curious what's bothering you most.
Okay, Amy, remember when we went over things that would be helpful and things that wouldn't?
Right. And that was...
Not.
When I first met Howard, he seemed so innocent to me. Just a sweet little guy who lives with his mother.
Well, if that's what you like, I'll take you to the comic book store. The place is full of them.
Wait a minute. You set me up with Howard. Did you know about all the creepy stuff he was into?
Oh, a little. You hear stuff.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I was gonna, but I didn't think it would go past the first date. Then when it did, I thought for sure it wouldn't go past you meeting his mother. Definitely not past the two of you sleeping together. I mean, the warning signs were there. This is really on you.
God, I thought you were my friend.
Bernadette runs off to her room.
I don't think that was helpful.
Hi, Bernie. It's me again. Please call me back.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault. It's mine. I did all that stuff, not you.
Actually, you did do one of them together.
Here.
What is this?
You're upset. The convention is to bring an upset person a hot beverage.
No, but what is it?
Chicken broth. It seemed culturally appropriate. Also, there was a single cube of chicken bouillon in the cupboard when I moved in. It's been bothering me for the last 8 years. So, as I say, two birds.
don't know what my next move is.
Well, Howard, I don't know much about women.
Yeah?
No, that's it. I don't know much about women. Raj, you got anything?
I've got the phone number of the tubby girl from Comic-Con.
I'm not calling the girl from Comic-Con.
All right. More Sailor Moon for me.
I just threw up the bachelor party.
Please come out, Bernadette. Let's talk through this.
No, leave me alone.
Perhaps you should give him a taste of his own medicine. Do you have a cousin who you find attractive?
Amy.
Hey, you introduced her to the sleazebag. I'm just trying to clean up your mess.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I need to talk to Bernadette.
Well, I don't think she wants to talk to anyone right now.
All right. Well, could you at least give her a message?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Tell her I'm really sorry, and if she doesn't want to marry me, I get it. But what I really want her to know is that the guy that she's disgusted by is the guy that I'm disgusted by, too. But that guy doesn't exist anymore. He's gone. And the reason is because of her. So, if this relationship is over, let her know that she made me a better man and tell her thank you.
Oh my God, Howard. That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And it came out of you.
Howie?
Penny has a message for you.
I heard. Your voice not unlike your mother's travels through walls.
Do you want me to go?
No. Come here.
They hug.
I'm still really mad at you.
I get that.
Is there anything else about your past I should know?
A couple of things, but most of them happened overseas. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
So, is the wedding still on?
Yeah, the wedding's still on.
Oh, thank God. I'm still a maid of honor.
Oh, what the hell?
This is kind of hot.
Hello.
What's with the robe?
Right here, right now, on that washing machine.
No, you're not.
Come on, please.
If you want to do something, you can help me fold this sheet.
Folding a sheet in my underwear? Still pretty crazy.